Today is Friday, March 8th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is. I have lost the tab. I know the tab is here somewhere. Well, let me just pull it up again because I can't find the tab. I want to do National Oregon Day. It's also National Proofreading Day. National Peanut Butter Cluster Day. And that's it. So I'm not going to proofread anything today, I don't think. I don't know. One never knows. I get asked to proofread things. As the product manager, I have delegated some of my tasks to other people. And when they write things, they will ask me to proofread them. So I don't know. Maybe I will be asked to proofread. I don't think I'm going to be eating a national peanut cluster. Or sorry, not a national. A peanut cluster. I feel like there was another word for those that we used to use when I was growing up. And someone would make those for a bake sale or something. And also, can you really say that you've baked something when you make a nut cluster? A nut cluster is basically peanuts dipped in chocolate. There may be more ingredients, I don't know, but it's mostly peanuts dipped in chocolate. Okay, so we have a voicemail. I'm going to go ahead and attempt to play that. So let's see if I can do it. Here we go.
Morning, Adam. This is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
It's 5:55 a.m.
Oh,
I
no.
Just woke up getting ready for work. I work in finances on government contracts.
It sounds riveting.
A contractor. So that's what I do.
You're a contractor. Okay.
You asked yesterday that what work I did. So
my job
is in finance. My office is near Dulles Airport in Virginia. Anyways, I hope everybody in the podcast world has a spectacular Thursday. 2 days closer to the weekend. Okay, have a great day. I'm off to work in my Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah.
Bye.
I've done some Excel work today. So I guess we both work in Excel. I queried a database today. Actually, there's a query running right now for something that I needed to provide for someone for work. And because I am technically, I could not do any querying, but I like to stay somewhat technical. And I could like totally just uninstall any querying application, any SQL or anything like that from my computer and make other people do it. But I like to keep my hands dirty, you know, on occasion. And it's a very long-running query because we had over 4.5 million records that I just need to count, but it's a lot. So it's taking a while. So I'm like, okay, I'll record an episode while that's running. But I'm done for the day other than that. So I'm just finishing up. But yes, I do. There are boring. Actually, my entire job is boring. I know that some people probably love it being a product manager, but it's not. The highlight of my life. I'll say that. But anyway, thank you for your call. And I hope you have a good weekend. And if you, I don't know, do you have can I have any sway over the political climate, you know, and by talking to you, Dennis? Like, is there any extra power that I have as a podcaster because you work for the government? I don't know. You should let me know. All right. So, yeah. So, there's not much that's gone on. So last night I'm trying to think. I cooked. What did I cook? we did not have orchestra rehearsal on Wednesday night. And so I cooked dinner and I cooked. Oh, yeah. So at Walmart, they have these frozen family size meals. And Mark's just like, oh, you bought a microwavable? Because I don't think America must be one of, you know, at least I guess the Philippines, I guess it's not a normal thing to buy things that are already cooked and just warm them up. I guess that's not really a thing that's as common in the Philippines, because he seems to pass judgment on pre-cooked items or things that you warm up in the microwave or throw in the oven and just, and this is all me. He's not said anything, but it's just a feeling that I get. It's just a feeling that I get. That's it. Nothing else. I was like, oh, that was a microwavable or, you know, whatever. But it was it's shells with ricotta cheese and tomato sauce. So like an Italian shells casserole sort of thing. You put in the oven, and you can do it in the microwave, but I did it in the oven so I could get the nice crispy brown top on the cheese and everything. And then I made a salad, and I had bought some kale because I really enjoyed the Chick-fil-A kale salad. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to make my own kale, my own version of that. Well, I didn't feel like looking up a recipe and doing, and I had poppy seed dressing, which I really love, in the refrigerator. And so I just put together a little kale, lettuce, yellow bell pepper, carrot salad with some poppy seed dressing. I had two pieces of garlic toast left in the freezer, so I cooked those. And so we had shells and garlic toast and kale salad. And tonight I'm actually making tonight I'm making filet. Two little fillets, and we're going to have a baked sweet potato, some broiled asparagus. It gets nice and blackened and crispy on the tips with some balsamic vinegar. And I don't know, I really would like some sort of bread with that, but I'm out of the frozen. I do have, back in the day, for those of you who've been listening for a while, I joined that bread club. And there is, I do have a couple of loaves of frozen, like, multi-grain bread, and I could bake one of those, and we could have, like, a slice of that with some butter on it or something. So I don't know, I may do that, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to count the calories for everything and see what my allowance is going to be. But maybe I'll do that. All right, so yeah, other than that, nothing, no orchestra, just kind of a normal week. As they all tend to be. I'm getting excited for, I'm still a month away from my trip to Florida, but I'm counting the days because I'm so ready for a trip, any kind of trip. I'm just ready to get out of here. But we do have some messages, so let's go ahead and take a look at those. Scott from Northern California says, hey Adam, Scott here, Wednesday's show. Yes, Oreos still come in a sleeve. And so do Ritz crackers. I'm a people pleaser as well, I would say half the time. I listen to your show when I walk my dog. I listen to Big Fatty when I go to bed, and I always fall asleep listening to him. I guess sleep with Big Fatty. I get, what? I guess I sleep with Big Fatty every night, laugh out loud. Oh, well, there you go. So Oreos do come in. I could have sworn I've seen a package of Oreos where you just, You open it from the top and they're just in a little tray. So, but maybe there are still ones that come in a sleeve as well. I don't know. I'm not going to doubt you, Scott. He did write back and say, sorry about the last one because there were some typos. But I corrected them. He said, Robbie, my dog. And yeah. So I mostly corrected those mistakes when I read the first one, but that's fine. Joe in Dallas says, you can't get a small one, quote, I must have said that. No, Adam, you can't, nor a shadow one. I don't know what you're talking about. You can't get a small, what did I say? That I can't get a small one? A watermelon? Is that what you're talking about? I'm trying to think. You got to give me some context here. I don't know what I said. Okay. Okay, great, Joe. He also says, anywho, my question is, as a new iPad owner, I wonder how you use your iPad in a business environment. So far, it's been fabulous Kindle reader, but I'd like to do more. Well, I don't really use it for work, so I can't really answer. What I use my iPad for is for a music reader for trumpet music. It's great for that. Like, there are apps for it and all kinds of stuff. And then I don't have to carry around a bunch of sheet music. It's all in the... And then other than that, I may take it on trips, and I have an app installed where I can remotely log into my computers at home. And I use it for coding sometimes, but generally I'll just remote into a computer at home and do it. And then Netflix and all those other ones, I use it to play Netflix on the TVs in the hotel rooms and stuff like that. But I don't really use it for business, but you could. Yeah, so I'm going to end it there. Thanks for the text from both Scott and Joe. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.